This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Namai, haere mai, kia ora tanakwe, Free FM 89.0. On Sunday, what's on my mind? The opinion is mine. Column comment, half pint milk is in New Zealand schools abolished. Mary Queen of Scots executed. The death of a founding member. No, we won't be doing that one. Forget that. The death of an American singing legend. New Zealand hit parade. We look back through chartorg.nz at February 8, 1972. We've got Gary Schofield, we've got Dwayne Porter and Trevor's talk before 2 o'clock. So, time is marching on. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for today. It goes like this, mostly cloudy with a shower or two, clearing to fine this afternoon, westerlies. Sunrise this morning at 6:38 a.m. and sunset tonight at 8:26 p.m. And for tomorrow, well, tomorrow we have high forecast. We haven't got any information on tomorrow's forecast, but at the moment we're sitting on 24 degrees. The opinion is mine. What's on my mind? Column comment. Well, it's been a week. A strange politics as the battle for America carries on. And it took a twist this week with the revelation that American and English politicians are caught up in the Epstein case. We have Lord Peter Mandelson putting his $0.02 in, or £2 in, with Epstein, connected to Trump, of course. And now Mandelson is out of the House of Lords. He's retired or kicked out. There's also revelations that Trump has over 30,000 entries in the Epstein files and possibly more to come. Well, it seems also that Mandelson's husband, yes, Mandelson is gay. His husband is also caught up in the case, and this has upset many people in England, in the Parliament. I saw some of the debate, and boy, Keir Starmer is, I don't think he's going to be Prime Minister for very much longer. He's caught up in this case because Mandelson was connected to Epstein. When Epstein was first sentenced to prison for a year because of pedophilia, and now he's caught up in it again. Many people do not like Mandelson. He was part of Tony Blair's government. He's a Labour member. And as I said, Mandelson's husband is also caught up with this Epstein file. So what is the hell going on? And everything is bad in America. Did you see the picture, the AI picture of the Obamas as apes? Who's to blame? Is it Donald Trump? Susie Wiles, Trump's leading person in the White House, has quit immediately. Is Stephen Miller going to be promoted? Is it Stephen Miller? The bigot he is. Was he part of this campaign against the Obamas? It doesn't sound too wonderful, does it? More to come with Gary Schofield a little later in the afternoon. 3:20 to go, February 8, 2026. The end of the half pint milk in schools. Yes, I am an ex-school monitor. Well, that system was established in 1937, abolished in 1967.
Play the new plan.
This day, 1587, Mary, Queen of Scots, executed. This day in 1942, Japan invades Singapore.
I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So long, Uncle Sam.
I'm a real life Yankee Doodle, made my name.
This day in 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was founded. In 1931, American actor James Dean was born.
When you are a happy man.
He died in 1955, age 24.
All your skies are blue. Tell me your luck, your fortune fine, and let me laugh with you. Tell me the hopes that spur.
This day in 1987, Irish racehorse Sugar was kidnapped by the IRA.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all the rain.
And it was this day in 1990, a self-inflicted gunshot wound kills singer, songwriter Del Shannon. Yes, Del Shannon committed suicide this day in 1990. So let's remember his greatest moment in the charts.
Why? Why?
Yes, the late Dale Shannon, who sadly died of a self-inflicted gun wound this day in, what year did I say? Just going back to my pieces of paper here. 1990. It is coming up 10 minutes to one, being Waitangi weekend. We'll have some New Zealand songs to play for you that I've dug out. The New Zealand Hit Parade, chartorg.nz, February 8, 1972, was number one for 5 weeks. Imagine, the top-selling single of Lennon's solo career. Themes of living, religion, economic materialism. It was partly recorded in Lennon's home studio in London. And, of course, produced by Yoko Ono and the late Phil Spector.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard. To kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all. But I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
Free FM 89.0, independent community media. Imagine, the late John Lennon. Well, I did confess that I was a milk monitor at Kaipaki School, having to bring the half pints in from a cabinet, a green cabinet at the front gate. And I think by the time I got those milk, because on a hot day, the milk was starting to curdle, folks. Bad news. There's nothing more bad than warm milk. Anyway, as I said, in 1967 this day, half pint milk in schools was abolished here in New Zealand. Talking about, of course, Waitangi weekend, I decided to play some iconic Waikato songs or New Zealand songs. Let's start on the Waikato, famous for the river. It's also famous for many, many things. The All Blacks with heads and playing sport. We've got Tarapa Racecourse. Had a big day out of Tarapa yesterday. And for rugby with the Chiefs. And the Waikato team, here we go. Remember this? Bet you do. Let's get it playing. Yeah, let's get it playing when it wants to play, and we'll get it for you very, very shortly. Just keep talking among yourselves at this present moment, because right now we do have for you the song, the Waikato rugby song. Let's go with this. Chiefs be out in the field over the next couple of weeks. That is the Mulu song. The old cowbells with a two. Great stuff. And yeah, the man with the chainsaw was also in the pictures too. Well, back in the 70s, there was a man. He was the lead singer on lots and lots of hits at that particular time. And, yeah, and the guy's name was, yeah, no, I'm just going down the list because he also, his name was Tony Burrows. He was the lead vocalist of the band. Actually, this band was just a studio band. Stuart Edwards, David Taylor, George Wayman, and Ray Dory. Burrows was, of course, also lead singer on other songs. He was with the Brotherhood of Man. Give Me That Ding from the Pipkins. He was a lead singer on that. He appeared on some Holly's hits. A very busy man in the 70s was one Tony Burrows. And of course their biggest hit was, well, his biggest hit was this one from Medicine Lighthouse. It's 1 o'clock. 89.0. Yes, celebrating Tony Burrows, Edison Lighthouse. On one night in the 70s, he appeared on Top of the Pops singing that song and about two others with two other different groups. He was a very busy man, the one and only Tony Burrows. Well, back to Waitangi Weekend, an iconic Waikato songs. The song came about because it's with Ken Lemon, of course, New Zealand country music star. I don't know if he's still alive, but he released a song called Roll On Waikato, and it features the MV Waipa Delta. Who remembers the MV Waipa Delta? Been on myself. Birthday party, was it? Anyway, here we go. We never left dock that day. 1:02. This is Ken Lemon. Let's go back to the beginning of that particular. Let's go back to. We have to go back to the you know the song. So we go back and play it for you. Here at Free FM 89.0. Let's go back to the beginning of it. Oh, technical issue there. Let's try this. This is Ken Lemon and Roll On Waikato.
Roll on Waikato, roll down to the sea and tell me the story. The old Maori wars and the day the great mower came down to your shores. Long, long ago when the mountains were small, this river we loved didn't flow here at all. The volcanoes roared and the river ran free for the delta to ride as it rolls to the sea. For this is what dreams are. They say the old Tohunga knows. At night if you listen, you may hear him speak as we ride through the narrows to old Mystery Creek. For this is what dreams are made of. This is what life is for. When you're rolling along on the delta, some see it, some sing of its praise, or cruise on their love boats on their lazy days. For this is what dreams are made of. This is what life is for. When you're rolling along on the delta, you're one lonesome Kiwi no more. For this is what dreams are made of.
Days of soda and pretzels and beer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Those days of soda and pretzels and beer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
You'll wish that summer could always be here.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be here. You'll wish that summer could always.
Those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Actually, we're mentioning on next week's history lesson, Nat King Cole, and that may be a song we'll play next week. Those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Seen the video of that? Great stuff. Yeah, playing the old banjo. It's 8 minutes past one as we continue playing some of those iconic Kiwi songs at Waitangi Weekend.
One, two, three, four.
God, thank God of nations at thy feet,
in the ones all have we made.
Hear
our voices, we entreat.
Yes, we entreat.
Yes, indeed, in the God who planted in the New Zealand.
To my story about a man named Ted. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. All that is black gold, Texas tea. A millionaire. Kin folks said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie star. Say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back, yeah?
Yeah, the Beverly Hillbillies theme. Yeah, Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt, Jerry Scoggins, the vocalist, one of New Zealand's most popular television shows. I was actually watching a documentary on Max Beyer Jr. today and his afterwards, what happened, became a millionaire. He also produced a film called The Ode to Billy Joe, which of course was based on the Bobby Gentry song, and became a multi-millionaire. He's now 88. He's the only surviving cast member alive from that particular television show. It's 12 past one. Iconic New Zealand songs. Another track from John Clark as Fred Dagg and the late John Hoare Grinnell.
I went across to Switzerland where old yodelers be. Went across to try and learn to yodel it. Climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day and met a yodeling gal up in the little Swiss chalet. She taught me to yodel, 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 yodel. She taught me to yodel. Try that.
I will, mate. You want it on the phone, John? It's all right, I'll take over here. Can do with a touch of class. She taught me to yodel, yodel.
Yes, the late John Clark and the one and only John Hoare Grinnell, sadly both deceased these days, and that is the song called She Taught Me to Yodel. Well, not far away from where I'm sitting at the moment is a man who I know well, and I got a very special song from me to play for him. So without further ado, let's play this particular song for him.
Thank you.
Hey, the Irish Rovers, and led up by Will Miller, who's no longer with the group, and the late Jimmy Ferguson, and Bottle of Wine. It's 19 past one on Waitangi weekend as we play some of those iconic New Zealand songs. Won a Golden Disc Award in 1967. Bogdan Kamenowski, who we knew as Mr. Lee Grant.
Yesterday, I was afraid of today.
Rain and coughing it out through a cracked window pane. Talking of windows, you know the old line, throwing out rubbish results in a fine. Well, there'll be few convictions for that, you can bet, because no one has managed to open one yet. And the blind that comes down and locks in a socket, you doze off and whang, it goes up like a rocket. You pull it down gently, you lock it, and then 10 minutes later, it goes up again. But the part I most detest is when the train has come to rest. It's the battle for a little tea and supper. Now you've only got a minute, Peter Snell just isn't in it, as you race to buy a stale pie and cuppa. So patiently you stand with your money in your hand, as a bloke in front you'd really like to shoot. Yes, he's bought the last two pies, and as he turns, to your surprise, he tips his cup of coffee down your suit. So you climb back on the train, no use trying to complain. You sit there with a saucer on your knee. And as you drain your cup of cheer, someone bumps you, and I fear, blimey, one ham sandwich soaked in tea. All aboard, shouts the guard, and the carriage fills up. And you sit contemplating your NZR cup. You know, those cups are so heavy. Imagine it, can you? One railway cup would anchor Britannia. But nature, like time, waits not upon men, and sooner or later you're called once again, and everyone stares. Why, you don't comprehend. It's no wonder you mutt, you're down the wrong end. So you retrace your steps with embarrassment pink. Can't be wrong this time. Well, that's what you think. You wait in a queue for what seems a duration. your turn arrives. And they stop at a station. So, ladies and gentlemen, take it from me. A trip on a Kiwi train's well worth the fee. On a hard-seated, non-heated, slow, comfortless, second-class smoking Dunedin Express.
The late Rod Dirotte, and of course, that is the Kiwi train, as we think of course, Tahuia. It is 24 past one, playing some iconic New Zealand songs this afternoon. Let's try this one.
Again. Now here's a story full of words. You've heard it all before. It's all about me, old man. And the game that he adored. As he kicked the ball, as he scores a try, you'll always hear me cry.
Oh, my old man's an all black, he wears a silver fern. His mates just couldn't take him, so he's out now for a term. He'd make them all look silly as he tackled ball and all. And all the girls went crazy as this hoary took a score. Well, now the soccer union offered Dad a part in a team to go to Scotland to play against the Hearts. But to our dear old papa, it was just a silly joke. To kick a ball around all day was not for this old bloke.
I say there, Jerry, my boy, I believe they gave your old man a trial. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah. That's right, Howard. But they didn't tell me it was a dog trial. Well, a little girl came up to Dad and said so quietly,
"Will you please play for us, sir? A goalie you will be."
"What game is this, my little girl?"
"Why, basketball, of course."
Then everybody heard him yell, "Hey, get me off these courts."
I say, Jerry, my boy, I suppose your old man's a little disappointed. His mates left him behind, is that right?
Well, actually, Howard, he wasn't craving to go. Well, the old black team is leaving, and the best of luck to them. And if they find things tricky, they'll have to play like men. Cause the Springboks will be watching from Central to Cape Town. The team that ain't got hurries to score their last touchdown. Oh, my old man's an old black, he wears a silver fern. Just couldn't take him, so he's out now for a term. So he's out now for a
term. They won't take my old papa.
So he's out now for a
term. Be papalula, give him pork and pooha.
So he's out now for a
term. Free, free, five, five.
Oh, foul, fam. Hey, Howard.
Hey, what?
There's no horries in that scrum.
So he's out now for a day.
Yes, my old man's an All Black, sung of course to my old man's a dustman, Lonnie Donegan, sharing credits with the one and only Jerry Marateau there. Hey, New Zealand's got some national anthems. We've got God Defend New Zealand, God Save the King, and of course we've also got this particular New Zealand national anthem, very popular, of course. It's regarded by many as one of New Zealand's national anthems, Engelbert Humperdinck. It is 1:28.
I have a band of men, and all they do is play for me. They come from miles around to hear them play a melody. Beneath the stars, my 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what...
Oh, I pressed the wrong button, so hopefully we do get back to 10 guitars very, very shortly. Just a reminder, too, that we've got Harmony Waikato, which is just about half an hour away here with you, and we'll get back to the song about 10 guitars. My finger slipped a bit, so let's get back to it here at... on a Sunday afternoon here at Free FM 89.0. Here we go.
Guys, guys, guys. What a...
come from miles around to hear them play a melody. Beneath the stars, my 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what you do. Oh, dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars. And very soon you'll know just where you are. Through the eyes of love you'll see a thousand stars. Oh, when you dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars. Guitars are made for love, my band of men will always say. So give them all a pretty girl and they will start to play. Beneath the stars, my 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what to do. Oh, dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars. And very soon you'll know just where you are. Through the eyes of love you see a thousand stars. Oh, when you dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars.
Welcome to our world. Thanks for coming in. Miracles we've seen sure happened now and then. We stepped into your hearts. You left your cares behind. Welcome to our world. Built with you in mind.
Yeah, that's John Grinnell. Welcome to My World, which was originally a hit for the one and only... what's his name? Yes, I got it, Jim Reeves. It is 28 away from 2 o'clock, and we'll have to... We'll go back to a bit more John Grinnell.
The keys to this world. We'll be waiting here with our arms unfurled, waiting just for you. Welcome to our world.
Welcome to my world, the one and only John Grinnell here at Free FM 89.0. Well, right now we're going to listen to Peter Donegan, the son of Lonnie Donegan, and of course, Tom Jones. Free FM.
Following in his footsteps. I mean, you're a great singer in your own right.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And that's why I came.
You know what? That's kind of, that's magical. Mm-hmm. You heard something in his voice and it struck a chord and you hit your button and turned around. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a beautiful, magical moment. That's awesome.
Yeah. Some things are meant to be, you know?
There you go. It's true. It's true.
You know the song that your father wrote for me?
I do indeed.
Can we do it together?
Yeah. I have to play it on the piano.
Oh, you're gonna play it? Oh, okay, good.
Gonna take you to the top.
Please, Ollie, thank you.
I'll look after it for you.
My dad's guitar.
Oh, that's perfect.
Be careful, Ollie.
Ollie.
Don't break it.
All right, here we go.
I've been in love so many times. Thought I knew the score. But now you've treated me so wrong. I can't take anymore. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall.
FM 89.0. There we are. Peter Donegan, son of Lonnie, and Sir Tom Jones, and Lonnie's song, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Good afternoon, Mel.
Good afternoon, and we welcome our regular correspondent. It's Gary Schofield.
Afternoon, Gary.
Good to be here.
6 months ago, you and other commentators had dared to suggest the outcomes of some policies might not be quite as was planned. Have you been vindicated when we see what's happening in this tumultuous White House situation?
Well, just one of the things that springs to mind, of course, is the Epstein files. And I had said, I think it was about 6 months ago, that there was far more to the story than the salacious aspect of it. And if you actually remember or you even take notice today, you can't say the word Epstein without, you know, Fallon or, you know, some very derogatory series of words attached to him. But the point that I'm making 6 months ago and today is that there is more to the story because we are dealing with someone that is almost an institution. It started off that we were talking about Prince Andrew, of course, but really the question becomes how much of an influence in policy has this man had? We are talking about Mandelson with the UK. Mandelson allegedly gave Epstein government information. He also received money from Epstein. Maybe it was a quid pro quo, but that leads you to ask the question, what does Epstein want with this information? We understand that Torben Jordland, who is Norwegian, but he was also ran Davos He's on the Council of Europe. He was the chairman of the Nobel Committee. You know, so we're talking about some very serious people, and he's now what they call under aggressive corruption investigation. This is, again, precipitated by links to Epstein. We have the Secretary of the Navy, former Secretary John Fallon, who was on Epstein's plane. These tentacles go all the way through to the Crown Princess of Norway and the links with Epstein as an institution. So, yes, I was saying then we need to delve deeper into the story, and it's a shame that there aren't more journalists having come out with some of this information. We have today that Jack Lang, of course, the French were involved with that as well, because he's just resigned as the leader of the Arab World Institute. So these are major figures and major players in world affairs. The question that should be asked, how much has Epstein influenced the outcome of policy? And I heard recently that he was a Russian asset, Epstein. That's one theory.
Yep.
But we're getting closer, aren't we? Is it, you know, because he's used Russian girls? But, you know, we have an intelligence operations were called honey traps, mm-hmm. where that compromised the people. So it looks so similar and parallel to me as that kind of an operation. So the question really is, who is Epstein working for?
The Russians, you suppose?
I think it's only a theory, just on available information. And as you know, most of our information has been withheld from us. But I would say if I had to make any country or guess any country, I would look to his partner, Ghislaine Maxwell, and her father and his links with Israel. So if I had to choose a country, I suppose just with that one piece of information alone, that's what I would suggest.
Good afternoon, Gary. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm wonderful. It's nice to hear your voice, Bruce.
There's no better suspect than Russia, perhaps. It's a troubling time because if we go back 50 years ago, we were talking about the accord that would limit voluntarily the amount of nuclear material that countries had in their possession. Has all that fallen by the wayside? All of those consultations, the jockeying for position? What do you say, Gary?
Well, this is a very serious and important question that has come up this week. And also, listeners to your show, I alluded to this again about a month or so ago, that this was going to be a major watershed in the future. Whatever direction that we took, this will be the fulcrum for it. And yes, we grew up as kids, Mel and I, and maybe Bruce, but he's younger and spryter than we are.
But
we grew up when the Soviet Union had nuclear weapons aimed at everybody and vice versa, and the world was on a hair trigger. And it was vital that each of the other's military spoke in 24 hours a day, if necessary, in an instant, because you can have mistakes when you are on a nuclear trigger. You can have accidental launches. You can have fake signals. It is vital that our militaries relate to each other.
Yep.
So in that regard, we had 4 years of Biden administration and the war, which made it even potentially a hot nuclear war, potentially, and we didn't have that communication. So there are two things that have happened just this week.
Yep.
First one is that agreement of nuclear proliferation, nuclear weapons, how many you can have under that START treaty has expired.
Yep.
Now, that is dramatic enough because there is now nothing stopping any on either side from gaining more and more in their arsenal of nuclear weapons. And, of course, Poland wants nuclear weapons, Sweden wants nuclear, so they say. So this is a new era. But in exchange for that failure, Trump has secured communication between and reset relations between Russia and the United States in that nuclear regard. So that is one positive. Now, if I could just possibly for a second say what I think the strategy is. Strategy is to get a three-way agreement over nuclear weapons limits. This is going to be enormously difficult. I don't know if you've ever played a three-player game. You'll find that two players will gang up on you. And this is what could happen. You've got Russia with its nuclear arsenal, which is very extensive, and it also includes tactical nuclear weapons, which are battlefield nuclear weapons, which did not come under the START Treaty. They're all up for negotiation. But we're talking, you know, between the U.S., we're talking thousands here. But China has only been determined to have something like 300 nuclear weapons. So how do you pressure China to keep an even lower figure when they're a larger figure on the grand world stage? Well, so these are some of the things that Trump is going to have to try and negotiate, because this is his plan, is to have three players under a new START treaty.
Well, with Trump, he may not be in office too much longer. This scandal is worldwide. Includes New Zealander American Peter Thiel, and you talk about, you talk about Mandelson. His husband is part of that money scandal. Yes, and of course Mandelson. Yes, he has a husband, and also Peter Thiel has a husband, and they're looking at Thiel too for his involvement in with Donald Trump, and also Susie Wiles, who headed the White House. She resigned the same day. She said, "I've had enough. I'm out of here," and she was gone. So
She did say some bad things about the administration, I seem to remember. Was that before or after she decided to resign?
I think she has just had enough, and it looks probably like Stephen Miller will be heading that department. And, of course, that leads into who did the AI photos of the Obamas dressed as apes?
I knew you were going to bring this one up today.
Is it Miller or Trump?
It is a significant thing. Yes, indeed. You're right to bring it up.
It's a scandal. Yes. And also Bill Clinton and Hillary, they're willing to go to Congress, but the people there...
You mean like kicking and screaming?
Well, but they've been stopped by the Republicans on that committee, and poor old Jim Jordan's got a scandal of his own. He may be part of a scandal at a school where he taught basketball, and the coach at the time... He was involved with young boys. So, and it looks like Jim Jordan has been caught up in that scandal too. So there's a fair few scandals going on in America at the moment.
No shortage of scandal. What prompted your comment that Trump, while he's trying to negotiate a nuclear treaty, and by the way, China has been accused of having clandestine nuclear tests, which is also quite significant. But if we're not going to have a president or somebody that is working on this, that leaves us all, as Mel pointed out, bereft of savior controls in our very dangerous world of nuclear weapons.
Well, as the scandal goes on, Trump's role as American president is under threat, and that could bring in J.D. Vance. And so we'll as they say, watch the newspapers and televisions. They could bring in the 25th, etc. I'm only speculating, but the scandal is growing day by day, hour by hour. And
well, that it did seem a very inappropriate thing. I mean, Trump is saying that he didn't post it. One of his staff posted that, very derogatory and very racist depiction of Obama and his wife. What we have is the topic, according to Trump, was the stealing of the 2020 election. He doesn't want to let that one go, and he says that that was the point of the entire movie, that had one part of it that was derogatory and racist.
Yep.
So I've been looking at that 2020. And I know I hear all these commentators say, and they kind of scoff when they say it. They say, well, there's been no evidence of widespread fraud. But does that mean that there is evidence of fraud? Because by adding a new parameter, which is widespread, and it's very hard to define widespread, so you can make anything of that. So has there been evidence of fraud found in the 2020 election? It's very hard to determine.
He's good. It's probably been all covered up. And when you see the likes of Ted Cruz and others, and Trump's support within the Republican Party is falling.
We'll see in the midterms. I mean, that is the ultimate test. Yeah. You know, whether that falls in the middle of your presidential term, they look at that as being a temperature gauge or an indicator for political power.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would be sure that you'd be bringing up that conversation about Trump saying, well, it depends if it's an honest election, whether or not I'll agree with it or accept it, because it's vital to his political, the rest of his term, how those mid elections go. And they're always on a knife edge. You know, it's a very small majority, so they can tip a few seats in the House, a few seats in the Senate. And then suddenly, as did happen to Bill Clinton, by the way, he was omnipotent. And then suddenly the midterms and things flip on a hair's breadth.
Yeah. Hey, we'll do it again next week in 7 days' time. Enjoy your day and give our best to Stuart.
Will do. Always a pleasure to talk.
It's a pleasure at Free FM 89.0. This is Donald Trump leading out We Are the World, along with Vladimir Putin.
Together as one. A day and all people die. Oh, it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We are all a part of God's great big family, and the truth to know love is all we need. We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving. There's a choice we're making, we're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day, just you and me.
Send them your heart, so they know that someone cares. And the lives will be stronger and free.
As God has shown us, by turning stone to bread.
That's what AI can do for you. That is the version of We Are the World. That's led by Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Chinese president. It is quite funny. It's 8 minutes to 2 o'clock. Good afternoon to you, Dwayne.
Yeah, good afternoon, troops.
The shipping movements around Port of Tauranga.
Yep.
Is anything moving?
Yes.
Cruise ships?
We've got quite a few moving in port at the moment. We've got a week boat, two container boats, and a general cargo boat. And then what we're coming in tonight is we've got a log and a timber boat, also a fertilizer boat, and also two log boats and two container boats and another log boat and a passenger.
And that's all in just a couple of days?
Yep.
The usual cargoes?
Yep.
Nothing out of the ordinary?
Well, it is actually, because what they've done is they've decided to load half of it and then send it out in the ocean and then decide to bring it back in again.
Okay.
So what that is that the wharf was too much on the wharf, and so they had to try and cut the capacity down to bring more in.
Very well. And is there anything important to say that concerns the wrecked vehicles, the redundant sometimes not roadworthy vehicles that government auction?
Tomorrow we've got 587 vehicles on the lot up for auction, and then we've got 13 on top of that, and then on top of that we've got another 16 to 18 arriving in.
Anyway, hey, that's about it for today. We have to move on. I've got to play a bit of this. This is Ian McKellen on Colbert performing a Shakespeare monologue from Sir Thomas More. And does this sound familiar?
And grant that this your noise hath chid down all the majesty of England. Imagine that you see the wretched strangers, their babies at their backs, with their poor luggage, plodding to the ports and coasts for transportation. And that you sit as kings in your desires, authority quite silenced by your brawl, and you in rough of your opinions clothed. What had you got? I'll tell you. You had taught how insolence and strong hands should prevail, how order should be quelled. And by this pattern, not one of you should live an aged man, for other ruffians, as their fancies wrought, with self-same hand, self-reason, and self-right, would shark on you and men like ravenous fish.
That is the great Sir Ian McKellen, who's coming to New Zealand to film another Lord of the Rings movie around July. Yes, he's returning to the theme of Lord of the Rings. That's him doing Shakespeare. And it's a monologue from Sir Thomas More, a very ancient Shakespeare play. Doesn't sound familiar to us in 2026 of what's going on around the world. Thank you, Sir Ian McKellen. Good afternoon, Trevor.
Good afternoon. Why take a week has just gone by? I was watching it on TV and David Seymour was making the speech and he was heckled all the way through the speech. It never used to be like that in Waitangi Day, and at the end of his speech, he walked off surrounded by bodyguards. I can remember going to Waitangi celebrations in the 1950s, late 50s, that is, for the listeners, in the early 1960s with my parents, and it was very formal. The Queen was there, the Duke of Edinburgh, Navy ships in the harbour, and the Navy group of soldiers at the flagstaff at attention. Nowadays, you don't have the royal family coming over anymore. I think since the Queen got a rug chucked at her, she never came back, and that was the end of royal visits as such. But who knows what the future will hold. Yep.
I saw some of the pictures this morning of the former Pati Māori member having a go and supporting his mother, and of course the crowd wanted to take on, they wanted to stop the MPs going on to the Marae. I just don't know what's going on up in Waitangi.
No, Helen Clark was denied entrance and she burst into tears.
Yep.
Come back in 2 years.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? It's your patch too, Mel. What are your thoughts?
We'll wait and see, shall we?
Anyway, that's the end of the show today.
We've got one other item. Incorporated societies. You know that it's coming up to a time when, by legislation, if you don't re-register the incorporated society you might be in, it'll be all closed down by legislation. But to know how that process works and how you can stop it, on Friday, the 13th of February, between 12 and 1... there's a free online Zoom session where they'll discuss everything we need to know about the new Incorporated Societies Act 2022. They need to re-register by April the 5th, or it's all over. So to find out more.
Yeah, more next week on that. Hey, let's go back to the summer of 1970.
There is something sad that's been on my mind since I learned only today about the death of one of our correspondents over years, John Terrace, Bruce.
Oh, how sad. Oh, please send our... He was part of the show on a Sunday afternoon. It is sad. John Terrace, former MP and former staff member of the NZBC.
A parish priest in the Anglican Church?
Yep. That's kind of ruined my day. Let's go and have a cup of coffee together and just remember John Terrace. And, and they'll be probably remembering him in Parliament during the week, as I said, the summer of 1970.
The other day, as I made my way, I heard the music start to play. Happy sound, people all around, I knew that I was here to stay. Suddenly, by the tree, goodness me, she worked all week in a discotheque. She looked at me, but she didn't speak. The beat was good, and I knew I should have bought an extra pair of feet. What a day, so I say, yep, hooray.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.